Let her explain, because I see her over there making moves, believing in her dreams, raising her family, buying her home, building her business, and taking time out to take care of herself. She's a mother, a wife, a sister, a friend, a daughter, but most importantly, she's you, a child of God. Now stand still and allow me to adjust your crown, because Queen, you did that. Hey ladies, welcome to another episode of Let Her Explain. It's your girl, Latrice. Thank you for tuning in. So today I wanted to speak on colorism. Colorism. The black, the white, the yellow, the green, all of the colors of the spectrum. But no, I wanted to really get into the light skin, dark skin, the colorism that's in the black community. Myself, I know many may not know that I'm a dark-skinned black woman, and it took a long time for me to really love myself because I was dark-skinned. And me being dark-skinned was something that growing up, I just felt so ashamed. Like, why did I have to be a dark-skinned girl? Why did I have to be, you know, this shade of brown? And it really stemmed from my mother's side of the family. And I'm going to get real with you. On my mother's side of the family, they are from Mississippi. You know, my grandmother, she has a lot of siblings, and they come from that deep root, that deep South in Mississippi, where if you weren't light skinned, if you couldn't pass, you know, if you weren't brown skinned, if you didn't pass the brown paper bag test, then you were considered ugly. You were considered, you know, unattractive, and no man would want you. So that coming from my grandmother, then really literally passed down to my mother, I tried. So it really did come down to me. So I did try very hard when I got into adulthood to erase that ideology that dark skin is ugly. Dark skin is unattractive. No man is going to ever want me. You know, my grandmother and my mother, you know, and I'm going to be really real, you know, they believed in bleaching their skin. You know, that was something that I grew up with. Like, we would go to, a department store, and there was an aisle that had all types of bleaching cream. And I can, till this day, I can tell you how this one particular cream that my grandmother and my mom loved, and I can smell it right now. I can smell the cream right now just thinking about it. And they would buy it by the tubes. It came in a tube like toothpaste. And they would buy it by the tubes. And every single night, my grandmother and my mother would put this cream on. And I mean, like, smother their skin, face, you know, and their neck with this cream. And it did bleach their skin. I mean, you could smell the chemicals in the cream. It was that strong. Like I said, I could remember how it smells right now. And they wanted me when I was in about middle school. And you know, when you're in middle school, you were that teenager, your body is changing. You know, you like boys, you like girls, and you know, your hormones are changing. So my hormones are changing and my body's changing. And then my self-esteem wasn't there because I was dark skinned. And I just felt like all my friends are dating, you know, got a little crushes. I didn't have my little crushes, but I just that underlying feeling of just feeling so unattractive, like I'm just dark skinned. Why did I have to be dark skinned? Was there. And my grandmother and my mother, they reinforced that feeling every day because it was just like, Trish, you need to start bleaching your skin now. And I'm like, but even then, even though I felt like I didn't like being dark skinned, I didn't want to bleach my skin. I wasn't even there. And I would just be like, no, I don't want to do it. And I did voice myself, you know, I'm very vocal. And even at a young age. So even then at 13, 12, 13, 14, I said, no, I didn't want to do it. And they would get mad at me, like really get upset with me that I didn't want to do that. But it was just something in me just said, why? you know, why bleach my skin? And moving forward, I started to slowly love. There were times, don't get me wrong, but I started to slowly in my late 20s. I'm going to tell you that in my late 20s, I did start to remit to late 20s to love myself. But when I had my first real boyfriend and he was light skinned, I tell you no lie. In the back of my mind, I was thinking to myself, why in the hell does this light-skinned man like my dark skin butt? And it was that crazy thinking that because I was dark-skinned, no attractive man, no light skin. And also in my mind, crazy thinking, you know, that colorism thinking, he's light-skinned. He's better than me. He's a better person than me because he's light-skinned. You know, he's quote-unquote already attractive because he's light. Why does he want me? Why does he want to be with me? And he would give me compliments, and he could compliment me all day and night. And it took everything in me to accept those compliments because I didn't bring them as true. He would tell me I was beautiful. He would tell me, you know, oh, I love your little chocolate self. And it would just go on deaf ears. I would just, thank you. Just wouldn't even accept it because in my mind, I'm just like, this man is just BSing me. You know, I'm really not attractive. I mean, you know, I'm dark skinned. Why would he even think that I'm attractive? That's crazy. And he had a talk because he was a little couple of years older than me. I think by 4. He had a talk with me. He really had to like shake me up and just be like, you are beautiful. You know, you need to learn how to accept who you are, to accept that I am who I am. I cannot change the color of my skin. Like he didn't choose the color of his skin, and to really learn how to accept a compliment and not just like, because that's what I really would say. Well, thank you. You know, and just like really wouldn't allow that compliment to sink in or sink into my mind that, oh, I am beautiful. Oh, I am pretty. And this is no conceited thing at all, but it was just, it took a long time even after that talk, but it got a little bit better. But then I would go home, you know, I didn't live, I lived 7 hours away from my mom and my grandmother. And I remember I would go home to visit and, you know, my grandma would look at me and she'll say, you know, Trees, you're a pretty girl, but you need to bleach your face because no man likes to date or marry dark-skinned women. And at that point, I was just like, you know what? You really pissed me. And this is me talking to my grandma. And I'm like, you know, all respect, but you piss me off when you say things like that. And if you want me to continue to come home and visit you, I'm going to recommend you don't say that ever again. And contrary to what you may think, I have boys coming to this yard. Okay? So believe me, men do like dark-skinned women. But it's that really getting into that, the ideology, the breaking down that those deep-rooted thinking, that slavery mind of thinking that you are not as good as the other color, you know, that lighter color, you know. And I'm just seeing memes or videos on Instagram. And it's a lot of them now because of the TikTok videos on how, a dark-skinned man would act versus a light-skinned man, a light-skinned man would act. And I'm just like, here we go in 2020 and we still dealing with this colorism stuff. Like, we literally are marching for our rights as Black people, yet there is another fight amongst our race of, oh, you dark-skinned and we're, you know, and I'm light skinned, and it's that better thinking, you know, I'm better than you, or you're less than, or you're ugly, you're orangutan. Like that movie, School Days is an excellent depiction of dark skin and light skinned women. So if you haven't seen it, it's an old movie. Don't get me wrong. It's a Spike Lee movie, School Days, but it really rings true till this day about how we are fighting with one another as Black people because of our skin. Like no one chose our skin. I didn't choose to have a wide nose. I didn't choose to have a, you know, full lips. I didn't choose to have this color skin. I didn't choose my hair, and neither did you. So let's, because it kind of frustrates me, because it also brings me back to those memories of childhood, like not feeling better, you know, not just feeling so low because of that. And I, you know, and my mom and my grandmother, you know, they just came from that old school thinking, and no disrespect to them, but I had to make sure that I didn't let that negativity bring it into my life even further, because I'm like, I want to be able to love myself true and true. I don't want to sit here and be like, you know, well, you know, I got a fine body, but I am dark skinned and I don't look that great. No, I want to, and I do, and ain't I just want to, I love who I am. You know, like I said in my other episode, what you see is what you get. I'm at a point right now where what you see is what you get. If you like me, you like me. If you find me attractive, you find me attractive. And if you don't, you don't. That is up to you. I'm not going to sit here and try to change myself. And I'm not going to try to pretend that I'm something else. I cannot pretend to be light-skinned. I cannot. And you can't pretend these things. You know, you cannot. So these memes that I'm seeing, I'm sorry that this may seem like it's everywhere, but like, I just look at these memes and just the dark skin versus light skin, how you react is just so freaking stupid. It's so stupid, Black people. We should just love one another. We got enough fighting to do amongst white people already breaking us down, killing us, you know, destroying us, for us to be sitting here fighting one another or comparing ourselves to one another because of our skin tone, our complexion. We are Black. We are beautiful. I'm Black and I'm proud, you know, and I'm going to say aloud, I'm dark skinned, and that it is what it is. You either going to take it or not. I can't change it, nor will I'm going to sit here and try to finesse you to, you know, well, give me a try, or, you know, well, if you haven't tried a dark, you know, no. Keep moving. If you don't, that's just how it is, you know, and I'm not trying to sound all, you know, big and bad, but like I said, I'm at a point in my life where I am so comfortable at who I am and continue to grow, continuing to, you know, just love myself. It is a process, because not every day you feel all beautiful, believe me. And that's with anybody. I don't care how pretty you are, how mediocre you may look, or whatever you, how you may feel about yourself. Every day you don't feel like glamour and all that other stuff. You just don't. But at the core of my, who I am, I do love myself. I don't allow the disrespect. And I don't know if you can tell that in the tone of my voice, but I'm not for that, you know. And my standards, who I am, my heart, who I am as a person, I try to make sure that I'm a good person, true and true. An honest person, a loyal person, you know. So I really try to stem it at the core of me, not just the color of my skin, but who I am, my characteristics, my character, you know, my morals, who I am, what I stand for, and what I would never waver. You know, there's things that you just cannot get me to even think about trying or doing, because I stand strong on who I am. I am a Christian. I love God. I love Jesus. I am who I am, and that's what I stand for. And I am a dark-skinned woman. I am a Black woman. I love myself, and I love all my Black people, and we are to love one another, and I love all other races. You know, it's not just, oh, I'm pro-Black and I'm all for Black people. I love us. We in the fight. I love my Black people, but I love others too, because that's what we should be doing anyway. Our skin color, tone, whatever it may be, it should not matter at all. So this racism, and I'm going to speak on this very little. That's why I really don't even understand racism, because at the end of the day, we all God's people. You're just lighter. You're that tone. You're, you know, your hair is different, you know, nationalities. But at the end of the day, when we bleed, we all bleed blood, the blood of Jesus. We all are the same. We all, when we leave this earth, we are all ashes of this, you know, of this earth. So I just don't understand how one particular race thinks they're superior over another, you know. But that's not what I really wanted to talk about. But I just, like I said, you know, love yourself. Let's end the colorism amongst the Black community. We are all beautiful, no matter the shade. We are all beautiful, no matter the texture of your hair, 4C, for A, for B. I don't care if you have to sit here and use every product in on the market to get your hair curly, or just all it takes is a little bit of a spritz of water. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love all of you. Love each other. Let's love each other. Let's have a real unity amongst the Black community. So I'm going to get off my soapbox, but thank you for listening. As always, thank you for tuning in, and on to another episode. Bye.